Blog Talk Radio.
Go crazy. Hold up. Wait. Stop. Stop. Go crazy. Hold up. Hold up. Wait. Stop. Now go crazy. Hell back.
Hell back.
Not no more.
Not no more.
Came back.
Came back.
Settle score.
Settle score.
Me be you.
Me be you.
1-on-1.
1-on-1.
Ain't no stopping.
Ain't no stopping.
What's begun?
What's begun?
Foundation. Hard work. Determination. Demonstrated. Brick laid. Long nights. Overstayed. Never played. Insane. Don't justify. I just wanna make a song cry. Let it speak. Loud and clear. No pain. No fear. Ambitious. Sound vision. Cooked in the lab. My words missing. Vocal tracks on overload. Just how I seen it unfold. Not twisted. Not tangled. I'll leave your tooth mangled. Unrecognizable. Bird box. No blindfold. Bust back. Doom, doom, doom. Solid, not see-through. You have no idea of what I just might do. Capsize your boat. Burn down your hotel. Give all I got. Send you to hell. Hold up.
Hold up.
Hold up. Wait. Stop.
Stop.
Now go crazy. Hold up.
Hold up.
Wait. Stop.
Stop.
Now go crazy. Hold up.
Hold up.
Wait. Stop.
Stop.
Now go crazy. Hold up. Hold up.
Yeah, it's the Real Spill Show. I'm your host, B.I.G. O'Meezy, Big O'Meezy, on this Talkback Tuesday. Another beautiful Talkback Tuesday, I must say. Today is going to be packed. I got my business pick of the week. It's my hair. You know what I'm saying? I got Mai and Tay, you know what I'm saying? They're going to be on, and we're going to be talking that talk. We're going to be talking about that good cloth talk, you know what I'm saying, about, you know, owning your own salon and being an entrepreneur in these times, in these COVID times. Then I got hip-hop, you know what I'm saying, well, Presario, I want to say, you know, hip-hop connoisseur, you know what I'm saying? He's a youngster, but at the end of the day, he hip, he's super hip. He's also a chef, you know what I'm saying? And he got a lot going on. I'm talking about my homeboy, Monty Bush. And then I got the hip-hop legend himself, man, Digital Underground, you know what I'm saying, member, you know what I'm saying, Money B, that's going to be coming on, man. And, man, the show is just going to be packed, man. You know, we got a lot of subjects to be talking about also on this Talkback Tuesday. We're going to be getting off into a little bit of R. Kelly. You know, he just got convicted 10 counts of trafficking and this and that and that. So we're going to get off into that. We got the vaccine mandate. You know, they turning up the heat on the mandate. You know, people getting fired, laid off and whatnot. And, man, it's just getting crazy out there. Also, we're going to talk a little sports. My Niners got their ass whooped. Raiders won. So, you know, it's never good when we got that type of balance, but hey, man, such is life. We're going to keep it cracking. And then what else? I seen a documentary earlier today with Britney Spears, man. It's a whole documentary about how her conservatorship with her pops, man, been keeping her, you know, under wraps for a very long time, man. And, you know, just on that particular subject, man, if y'all didn't get a chance, turn on, watch Netflix and watch the special, man. It's heavy how they did that girl, and really, you know, it trips me out a little bit more because, you know, 40 was signed to Jive, and, you know, when we was always going back to New York, going to the Jive office, I was always coming, and my wife knows, you know, I was always coming back with Britney Spears. This is right when we was all on the same label. I was coming back with hella Britney Spears, NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, all that type of shit, man. And ran into him a few times, just, you know, at the offices and shit like that. You know, it's just disheartening the way, you know, she generated a whole lot of money for a whole bunch of people, man. It's just they've been keeping her up under their little booty boot. So it's just specifically her father, man. It's crazy. So if y'all get a chance, man, check that out. I got my homeboy on the line, man. Straight up out of Baton Rouge, man. Baton Rouge, man. Mr. GB, what's up, baby?
What's up, baby? What it do, man?
Oh, man, talk to me. I'll talk back. Talk to me. I'll talk back. Last show, man. Also, before we get off into it, I had the homie Hennessy on the show. The last, I think, like 3 or 4 minutes. I was supposed to play one more song, so I'm gonna make sure it's called Roses. I'm gonna make sure I play that today on the show too. Probably early in the show. You know, because you know I can't be. You know, when you get our guests, and I appreciate everybody that's been coming. This is like show number 38. You know, even from the last, because you know a lot of people, bro, think that you know this is my first rodeo. You know, like, oh man, this man now he decided he wanted to do a podcast and shit. Nah, man, this is like my fourth rendition. You know, I was on with my homie. It's always been Real Spill or On the Road with Big O Meezy. You know what I'm saying? So
that's right.
You know,
that's
this
right.
is my third time, I think. You know what I'm saying, coming with the show. And you know, we gonna amp it up this time, man. The guests gonna be bigger. You see, I got three. I'm doing three different segments. Just so I just want to keep, you know, because at first the show was an hour, you know what I'm saying? And now we're venturing into 2 hours so we can make sure that we get everything in. You know what I'm saying? Because I was always interviewing my guests, and I was always extending the show, having to extend it by like 30 minutes every time, like 45 minutes, just so everybody get it in. You know what I'm saying? So
it
is what it is, man. You know, we gonna keep massaging until we get it all the way right. So yeah, man. Let's start it off, man. Talk Back Tuesday. Let's talk about R. Kelly, man. R. Kelly just recently got convicted. You know what I'm saying? 10 counts. You know what I mean? That boy facing life. He facing life, but at the end of the day, I mean, we don't know if he's gonna get. It could be from anywhere from 10 years to life. But that was just in New York. Those crimes that he had. He still got to come back to Chicago, Illinois, and face a whole new charges.
Yes.
So
I think Atlanta,
it's crazy.
Too,
what you think about that? Oh, Atlanta, too?
Yeah, I think so, sir. Yes, sir. Atlanta, too, man.
Oh,
yeah.
Suffice to say, man, that man ain't fit to see the light of day for quite some time, man. It's a sad, sad commentary.
Yeah.
I see a 319 number just popped up. I want to make sure I get everybody on here, man. We talking about R. Kelly. We talking about a whole bunch of things. But what you think about the situation?
Well, Big O, you know, this thing has been ongoing for quite a long time, and it goes back even stemming to as they say to rest her soul to Leah. You know what I'm saying? And how I really feel about it is that I really don't know. I wasn't there, things like that of that nature. But when you keep hearing these stories just keep popping up, man, something not right. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. You know, when I'm not here to even judge this brother, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I hope he gets through everything. But this stuff goes back so far, man, to where it's like, okay, maybe he did, maybe he didn't. So I, but
let me ask you this though: do you still listen to his music? I mean, you know, a song will come on and you'll find yourself singing it. You'd be like, oh hell no! At least me.
Oh,
that's
no,
how I'm
you know. Well, if I hear a song, I would listen to it. But you know what? They just snatched all that stuff off the stage. They not really playing anything, you know, of his at this moment. But if I hear a song, you know, I'm not going to just discredit him from that because he's very gifted and talented. I'm not going to be, oh, man, I don't want to listen to this song. This nigga song because of whatever. But, you know. But yeah, man. As far as you have other people that's probably has done worse than that. And I believe that he's just being used, as we know, for just for an example, being an example.
You know,
you're not
the only person to say that. Bill Cosby, you know, said he got railroaded, and then because you know what's crazy is like it's been like stuff coming up about him and little boys and shit like that.
Yes,
like
yeah,
it's like
yeah.
some of the stuff mm-hmm. that wasn't even in the documentary is starting to come out, and I'm like, damn man, this man, this man had some real issues watching dudes do stuff to each other and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Either way,
mm-hmm.
man, it's like from a public relations standpoint, man, it's like. You know, people still gonna be stepping in the name of love. They just ain't gonna be playing it like, you know, like they normally would.
Like,
you feel me?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I feel you. Yeah. You know, and I believe too. Through all this whole ordeal, man, They don't want to see him with nothing. He's spending a lot of money, probably throwing. I mean, that doesn't have anything to do with it. But
now he's negative $2 million right now, bro. He negative $2 million as far as his net worth. His net worth is negative $2 million right now as we speak up on the microphone.
Oh my God! Oh my
negative
God.
$2 million, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Man, you know, yeah, man.
And what's cold is I've seen the pictures. You know how they do the sketches? How they do the sketches of the courtroom, man? And I seen this dude, man. The sketches.
Yeah.
If you get a chance, check out the sketches, man. TMZ had posted a few up, man. Man, just looked like just devastated. Just you know, just like
yes,
you know.
Yes,
like,
and I think probably,
you know
that he had one. Yeah, man, he had one that he was just like just busted out in tears, man, like crying. I saw one picture like that outside, man. It's I just wish him the best, you know. No matter what, I don't speak bad on nobody, no matter what they do. You know what I mean? But I mean, if he did do it, it's like you whatever the energy that you put out, that's what you go get back. I'm just I'm not saying that that's the case, but I wish him the best. I wish him the best.
And that's real, Spill. It's at the end of the day. Even though he, he's a certified piece of shit, as far as I'm concerned, it is what it is. I mean, I could like his music and still think he's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
I like Kanye West, but
yeah.
I still think he's a piece of shit. It just is what it is.
Yeah,
I just don't like the way they get at. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I just don't like the way
that's
they,
right,
you know,
that's right.
People carry it. And I found myself probably last week listening to a little bit of Kanye for the Energizer, because, at the end of the day, it was all politics and his choices as far as, support Trump and shit. But at the end of the day, he ain't did nothing compared to R. Kelly. He had no girl in their room and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? You know that bootleg footage back in the days that when I jumped off the train was when he was peeing on the little girl and had a rotating girl.
Once
I seen that, I was already off the Trevor train. You understand me? It didn't take much for me. Daughters and shit like that, you know what I mean? So I knew if somebody did that to my daughters, I'd be locked up now, but not before I take his motherfucking ass up out the game. You better know it.
you better know it.
So that's enough for R. Kelly for right now. But I just think that's enough of that motherfucker. We don't gave him enough too much energy. But at the same time, I seen LeBron James earlier today finally announced that he's been vaccinated. Which the NBA is 90% vaccinated, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's only a few hoopers, like Kyrie Irving and shit like that, and Bradley Beal, I think, that still haven't got vaccinated. And it's like, as far as Kyrie, he damn near might have to either get moved to another team or retire, that he threatened to do over it. And everybody else just trying to figure out who this 10% is, because with these laws and the way it's going down, you ain't going to be able to perform play at these arenas. You know what I'm saying? So LeBron finally came out, which everybody was wondering if he was going to get vaccinated. And yes, he is vaccinated. And he said his family
is
vaccinated and everybody vaccinated, which may sway a lot of people to finally get poked. My homie, a few of my homies finally got poked and shit like that. And I got to call and check on a few of them, the one of them, just to make sure they was good. I didn't talk to my homie Tone about Washington to see if he's straight, but I think with the mandate, it's gonna get tough for a lot of people to maneuver it if they don't go ahead and get poked. I mean, everybody got a choice. Every time I post something, somebody else got something to say. They instantly come right back with, So it's like, I already know everybody is not going to get, get vaccinated.
Yeah, they're not,
What you think about that? What do you think about that?
Well, going back to LeBron and what you mentioned too, Big O, is like, everybody has a choice of what they want to do. And he also admitted that he was, skeptical about doing it, because he's like, man, but what he did and what he said, he did his research, and which you should do your research and see what's going on and stuff like that. And another thing too, it's spreading not only to sports, man, it's spreading like, okay, look what's going on in New York. you know, with the doctor,
right,
nurses and all those different things. So it's spreading to that, to where it's about to spread to every employment or whatever, man. It's like, oh, you can't come back to work unless you get poked, you know. So that point.
Bro, I posted earlier, not to cut you off, I posted
mm-hmm.
earlier in North Carolina.
Yep.
They fired 175 workers.
At
hospital workers. Mass termination due to the COVID mandate. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yep. Yep.
Like, that's man, it's going down in a major way.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead with your statement.
But that part, I don't agree with that part. And I mean, you know, everybody, like I said before, should have a choice, and it shouldn't be to where it has to come down to your job and things. But you know what? But I'm not going to even get deep into that because I know, you know, what else. But what I feel about it, everybody, I think if, you know, take it up with God and see what he says about it. Do your research. And if for protection for yourself and your family, you know, I believe, if I'm, correct me if I'm wrong, Big O, I believe he said if people that's been vaccinated, you still can get it and spread it. But,
no, of course.
But,
oh, yeah,
you know,
of course.
Yeah. So if I'm correct, if he said that, but yeah, I have heard where people have been vaccinated and they still get it, but it's not so severe. I mean, you know, so it does at some point that it helps. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, it's going down. Oh.
Man, it's really going down. So actually, this yesterday here in Sac, one of my homeboys I've been knowing for quite some time. I've been knowing his family for probably like, damn it, 15 years. He was an artist up out of SAC, R&B artist up out of SAC by name of, we call him Ghetto Romeo, but his name is Terrell Christopher. He passed away suddenly. He had a seizure.
Oh,
he had a seizure,
man.
and didn't wake up and whatnot. And it's truly just another devastating blow, you know, just for the city and for, you know, a bunch of folks
mm-hmm.
from my generation that, you know, we just always, you know, just, you know, held each other down and seen each other at shows and shit like that. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's just devastating. But I want to play his song. It's featuring Sassy. I finally got a copy of it. It's called Kiss You.
Yes.
So we're going to take a quick little break. You know what I'm saying? Welcome everybody to the show. The call-in number is 563-999-3009, 563-999-3009. Call in, listen, whatever you want to do, the link, check it out. We're going to get into this Ghetto Romeo featuring Sassy. RIP to the homie Terrell, man. You will be missed, man. You know what I'm saying? You were a Sactown legend. You were a West Coast legend, period, because you motivated a whole bunch of people. When people didn't think that you could come up out of Sacramento and, you know, and follow your dreams and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? You was a bright, shining star for everybody to follow, man. And we're going to miss you, man. It's the Real Spill Show, and we'll be right back, man. This is Ghetto Romeo. Kiss You. Hello.
I just wanna hold you. What's happening, y'all? This is E40 Belafonte Bellagiano Bellwether, and you're listening to my partner, Big Ol' Meezy. You understand me? Yeah, man. Yeah, on the Real Spill Show, man. Yeah, man.
Sometimes we lose focus on celebrating the people that we hold closest, and nobody knows when it's time to go with. So let it be known before the window closes, and give them they roses, give them they roses, give them they roses, give them they roses. You gotta give them they roses, give them they roses, give them they roses, give them they roses. Gotta give them they roses. People know that you appreciate them today, especially the ones that's got a way of making your day. Cause at any given second they could be taken away. Don't wanna live regretting things you wasn't able to say. Gotta tell them that you love them while they're still here. Gotta stay in contact with your family. One of these days they might disappear. Checking your granddad and your granny. Get some time to make a few phone calls. I know we all got things to do, but they could wait. You should take a break and let them know how much they mean to you. All praise due to my mama, the amazing lady that raised me, and my wife that changed my life right along with all three of my babies. And I'm so thankful for my grandparents. I make sure we talk daily. And my sister, brother, uncles, aunts, and cousins, I love them all like crazy. And I wanna give roses to my close homies that's always been supportive. Thankful to have y'all in my corner. Every single one of y'all is important. And I got hella love for my fans. Means a whole lot that y'all rocking with me. And every time I get a chance, I salute all the artists in my city. But I wanna pay homage to the OG, give them roses while they're still breathing. Shout out Snoop and Dre, Too Short and Cube Game, Be Legit and Earl Stevens. Jay-Z, Nas, Wyclef, Proz, L Boogie, and Missy Misdemeanor. Outkast, Eminem, Jada Kiss, Bone Buster Rhymes, and Tech and Nina. Yeah, every person I spoke of, I appreciate y'all so much. So I felt the need to show y'all some love because we don't know what's in store for us. So every day, we should celebrate all the people that we hold closest. Let them know they great because you don't want to wait until it's too late to get them.
Sometimes we lose focus on celebrating the people that we hold closest, and nobody knows when it's time to go with. So let it be known before the window closes, and give them they roses, give them they roses, give them they roses, give them they roses. You gotta give them they roses, give them they roses, give them they roses, give them they roses. Gotta give them their roses.
A lot of people that I never never speak to again. I know my mama would appreciate the flowers I send. She with my daddy up at heaven looking down with a grin. So not cherishing all the people you love should be a sin. Cause once they gone ain't no second chances, just a memory of my family branches. If it hurts so much to tell someone goodbye, why not show a little value while they alive? Can't take materialistic things with you or get a hug from someone who missed you. So many phone calls I ignored, thinking I'll just hit them back when I'm bored. But now I'm regretful, forgetful, turning neglectful. Just a phone call would have been helpful, real quick to show them that they were special. But instead of excuses, I'm learning from bruises. Adoring, use more of the time that we losing before anymore. Say bye in conclusion, yeah, I'ma do more by showing improvement. I'm thankful for the ones I have and grateful for the ones still here. Wishing I did more of my past, hoping they can feel my tears. So I'ma send a special bouquet to Granny, 100 yellow roses for my cream. All the support I got for my family, just for believing in me and my dream. And I got a rose gold Lambo, then I'ma thank Kai when he get his degree. That's for the inspiration and the motivation you unknowingly giving to me. 5-bedroom house for my chick, for your dedication and all your loyalty. When I was down and out, you would spoil me and royally treat me like royalty. And my sister, I miss you. Even when I'm mad, I might lash at you. When you mad, I'ma laugh at you. But you got my back, so I'ma cash app you. Got hella cousins I love. Anna, Jelly, Angela, Isaac, Cherie, Dennis and Steven, Sarah, Big Mike and Assassin. Shannon means so much to me. Janae and Trina, ain't no one meaner, but I know it's fam, so ain't nothing but love. Matt and Andrew, Thomas, Dominique and Nessa, can't tell you that I love you enough. And I got a special role for my cutty Henny, he's my buddy, my Chucky. Henny, I taught him, but I studied. Henny, just want you to know that I love you, Henny. Yeah, every person that I spoke of, I appreciate y'all so much. So I felt the need to show y'all some love, because we don't know what's in store for us. So every day we should celebrate all the people that we hold closest. Let them know they're great, cause you don't wanna wait till it's too late to get
know sometimes we lose focus on celebrating the people that we hold closest. And nobody knows when it's time to go with. So let it be known before the window closes. And give them they roses. Give them they roses. Give them they roses. Give them they roses. You gotta give them they roses. Give them they roses. Give them they roses. Give them they roses. I know sometimes we lose focus on celebrating the people that we hold closest. And nobody knows when it's time to go with. So let it be known before the window closes. And give them they roses. Give them they roses. Give them they roses. Give them they roses. You gotta give them they roses. Give them they roses. Give them they roses.
Yo, what's good with it? It's the almighty EA Ski on the Real Spill Show with the homie, the Big Ol' Meezy.
It's your boy, Ren the Heat Monster, and you're listening to the Real Spill Show, hosted by Big Ol' Meezy. Get a bar.
I'm back. Stay, hey, everybody tuned in?
Yeah.
Y'all want to hear something crazy? Y'all want to hear something crazy? The power went out. Hey, the power went out of my house. Hey, listen, I'm in the middle of a show and the power goes out. What's the chances of that? That is so demonic. Ma, you on the line?
Yeah. I'm on the line.
Oh, is Ma and Tay on there or just you?
Just me.
Okay. Thank you, sister. Yeah, the power went out and the whole thing just shut down. That's why it wasn't no sound or nothing going on.
Anyway,
I had the MacGyver and I'm going straight through my phone. It is what it is. You know, it's show business, baby. We pick it up where we left off and we keep it cracking. It's the Real Spill Show. I'm your host, B-I-G-O Meezy. You know what I'm saying? The power went out. It is what it is. A momentary setback, but we right back active. I got on the line my business pick of the week, man. Business pick of the week. It's my hair. It's my sister, Mai. You know what I'm saying? She on the line. Hold on. Let me see. I can't even give you my clap the way I normally would. You know how we do when we had our show, The Sibling Rivalry? I can't even give you the clap because I don't even know how to do the shit right now. Hopefully, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully the power come back on and we keep it bracking. But today on the show, sis, just so you know, we was already talking about R. Kelly. We was already talking about, you know, R. Kelly getting convicted. We was already talking about,
right.
I watched a documentary earlier about Britney Spears and what she's going through with her conservatorship with her father. And at the same
right.
time, we was talking about the mandate, the vaccine mandate, and how it's intensifying, you know what I'm saying, like hundreds of people losing their jobs because they won't get vaccinated. Before we get off into you and It's My Hair, while I wait for the tower to come back on, what's your thoughts on R. Kelly being convicted? He still got another case in Chicago he got to deal with, but what's your thoughts on so far? I mean, in Chicago and Atlanta. This was New York. What's your thoughts on that?
You know, honestly, rightfully so. I feel like if he committed, which is, you know, it appears as though he committed those crimes, and so he definitely should be convicted. Secondly, I watched part of his, I don't know, what was it, a two-part or four-part thing where it originally had came out about him.
Hold on, since I might have figured it out, hold on.
Oh, man. No, you
hey.
Didn't.
Hey, look here.
Oh, boy.
Man, look here, man.
I'm
hey,
weak.
You can't. Hey, listen, you can't keep the. Hey, you can't keep the black man down. Hold up, man. They what?
I mean,
what
we did
saw.
The clap in the middle of the R. Kelly spill.
Man, they must have thought. Hello, you better know it. All right, go ahead, sis. Go ahead. What's your thoughts?
Let me
just. Man,
I
hello.
Think R. Kelly should be under the jail, to be completely honest with you and anybody else who's associated with what they knew about what was going on. Like, that is very highly grotesque what he had going on with those individuals. And so, you know, it is what it is.
Okay. Did you happen to watch that? I mean, like I said, I got my homie Greg on the line from Baton Rouge. We all live right
Hi,
now
Greg.
Talking, but I didn't say what's up to my sis, man. You never met her, but you know what I'm saying.
Hey, how you doing, sis?
Good, good. Nice to meet you.
Awesome.
we got a little bit of time. We got time. We good. All right. Did you see the Britney Spears thing? I know you probably you don't give a damn, but you know what. I want you to watch.
I really don't give a doggone about R. Kelly either. To be honest with you, I'm not screaming free Britney. I'm not really screaming lock up R. Kelly. But you know, may justice be served on both cases.
Well, hey man, it's Talk Back Tuesday, so you know we touch on all type of subjects that people may not want to touch on. I just feel like I was just feeling that way because, you know, she was our label mate on Jive Records, and you know what I'm saying, like I was saying earlier,
right.
I used to come back from being on the road and come back with her CDs and Backstreet Boys, NSYNC and shit, and just, you know, and then run into them at the office, and they was always super cool. So I just look at it a little bit different. And then when I seen the special, I just was like, man, they really just had her taking all kind of drugs and had her doped up and all kind of weird shit. It's just crazy the way celebrity, you know, mm-hmm. celebrity, you know, you can be on top of the world and still be treated a certain type of way. But we ain't got
to
talk about
it. There is a cost to be a celebrity, I tell you.
Yeah.
But it does appear as though that, you know, she does have a little bit of mental issue going on. I'm not no doctor or anything, but it does look like she needs to have somebody watching over her for sure.
Yeah.
Well, they had her on lithium and taking all type of drugs and shit like that. So, you know, it is what it is. But I want to talk about you, sis. It's your day. I'm giving you like
okay,
a song that just
okay.
came out. My homie Hennessy, you know what I'm saying? I was so excited last week on the show that I cut 4 minutes off the damn show. It's crazy. These are just the pitfalls of life when you're coming back and getting back
into the swing of things.
Getting back
yeah.
in, because you know,
it comes
man,
with
you
the
both
territory.
Had, yeah, I was doing the Real Spill show, and we was doing Sibling Rivalry podcast last year. You know what I mean? So I was like,
very
I was in the groove
so.
Of it. So now I got to get back in the groove. But I want to give you your roses, you and Tay, because y'all survived the pandemic. You know what I'm saying? With all, everything stacked against you. Your back was against the wall, and you still managed to pull through. And you still managed to pull through without bickering and backbiting and assassinating each other's character and doing all the shit that you know a lot of people be doing. First of all, tell everybody who you are, how you started in the business of having a hair salon and doing hair, and then we'll just get off into some other subjects.
Okay, cool. Yeah, my name is My Asia Helton, also known as my co-owner of It's My Hair Salon. Mateo Foley is my amazing business partner. I've been doing hair for over 20 years, which I absolutely love doing it. Started doing hair when I was a little girl. I don't know if anybody remember Rainbow Bright, but she gave me my start. Gave her first haircut, and it was great.
not Rainbow Bright.
I must say. So anyway, I thought I was going to be in the medical field. I did a little ROP through in high school. Got to work at a pharmacy when we lived in Elk Grove, of course, and then got a new pharmacist, and she just decided she didn't like me, which thrusted me into finally deciding to go to school for cosmetology. Graduated from Federico Beauty College, went straight from beauty college to a salon as I was an assistant there on commission. Did that for a few years and then bridged off, opened up my first hair salon in Rockland, California, closed that down, went back to booth renting, and then upon that, started doing Good Day Sacramento, and then it launched me into my new salon and co-partner with Mateo Foley, which is called It's My Hair, which we have two locations, It's My Hair Natomas and It's My Hair Midtown.
Okay, would you like to give everybody the address, being our business pick of the week? And it's not just because you're my sister, but it's also because y'all some hustlers. Y'all get to it. Y'all very important to a lot of sisters out here. You know, women in general out here in Sacramento. As far as you know, they be on your helmet if you cancel or get sick and shit like that. But y'all, y'all still maintain. Get the people your address and tell them where you're located and how they can get in contact with you.
Yes, absolutely. Our Natomas location is 3830 Northgate Boulevard, 100 in the IHOP parking lot. If you are in Midtown or downtown location, it is 930 Alhambra Boulevard. Our telephone number is 916-568-2222. We do all hair types, all textures, all cultures. We do pretty much everything. From your hair color to hair extensions, hair cut, braids also, and then we have a microblading eyebrow specialist, makeup artist at the other location as well.
That's amazing. And not just that, but you're on CW31, and you do hair segments. How often do you do those hair segments? You do daddy dudes, cancer survivors, you do all kinds of stuff like that. First, how did you get that assignment, and how do people get to watch you on that, and when can they see you?
Man, I'm so grateful to be able to be doing Good Day Sacramento. I am going on 9 years on CW31 Good Day Sacramento. Started off doing it assisting someone, right? No money, no pay, just my time and commitment for like 2 years with the hair doctor. Then after that, they offered me my own segment. I started off doing my own segment on Good Day. And then the beautiful Courtney Dempsey became anchor on there, which I thought that would be the end of my segment. But no, they said, what we're going to do is we're going to mic you up, Ma, and you're going to talk back to the station. So I actually produce, set up all of my segments, come up with the ideas of my segments, get the talent, everything. I've really enjoyed doing it, and I'm grateful to be able to do it. But, yeah, last 9 years, do Daddy Do's. I do Let Me Upgrade You. Those are two of my favorites. We just recently did a wedding showcase at Wolf Heights Winery. So each time I just try to get more creative and think outside the box versus just turning the chair around and just saying we're amazing with a hairstyle.
That's amazing. And how do you? I wanted to ask how working with Tay, two successful black women, how during, especially during this pandemic, how did y'all manage to not fall out with each other?
Well, we've never fallen out. We've never had an argument. We've been business partners over 9 years, friends for 13 years. And we've never had an argument, like a verbal, like, you know, spat or anything like that, which is a blessing. We actually really do love or like each other and or like each other. We have a genuine friendship. She is the yin to my yang, which I think that's what makes it work. There's no competition between us. We know each one of our lanes. We appreciate each one of our talents, strengths, and all of that good stuff. Where I'm weak, she's strong. So that's what makes it work. You know what I mean? We just have a common ground as it relates to we both want to just, you know, be successful and have a genuine love for each other.
I just want to let everybody know that, no, you are not tripping. A couple of people hit me like, man, I'm tripping. I was like, man, what happened? Nope, my the power where I'm at, and for like 1,000 people, I think, or however many people, all the power just went out all of a sudden. You understand me?
Wow.
So I had to scramble. Yeah, real talk, I had to scramble, and now I'm doing the show directly from my bossy-ass Samsung Note. Which I probably wouldn't be able to do it if I was on my iPhone, because it just don't work. But we still keeping it moving. I'm not cutting you off yet, sis. The guest call in number is 563-999-3009, 563-999-3009, and you can call in. Right after my sis, we gonna keep it. We got Mighty Bush and we got the homie Money B from Digital Underground coming on. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to make sure I just, you know, put everybody up on game. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, this being my second show back in the power cutout, ain't that crazy, sis?
Yeah, it's
ain't
crazy. But you handling it though. Like you working it out. I wouldn't know nothing different. You know, other than the fact that we keeping it moving.
you better know. So yeah, man. We gonna take I want to thank you, sis, for coming on. Is there anything you would like to talk about before I get off into this next record?
Well, I just want to. Anything I want to talk about as far as like current events or just business? Where you get
anything? Anything you want? Anything you would like? It's Talk Back Tuesday, sis. Anything you want to talk about?
Okay, I want to say this as it relates to when you just asked the question about Natay and I and how we were able to survive through the pandemic. I just want to tell all the future business owners and business owners, don't be bootleg, right? Because that's one of the keys to survive any type of hardship. And so when you are not bootleg and you have your proper paperwork and things in order, licensing and all of that good stuff, you can get the proper, I don't know, loans or PPPs or whatever it is that they were offering to the business or grants or whatnot, and it could keep you afloat and until the business, you know, comes back up and people start coming back to your place of business. So I just want to just tell everybody and encourage everybody who has their own business, make sure that you are legit so you don't get the door slammed in your face and that you can be actually recognized as a real business and pay your taxes.
Pay your taxes. And you're not the only person as far as the PPP loan. Did you get yours 100% forgiven?
100%, yes, I did.
So I know a couple other people that did their due diligence. Some people that didn't work out for, some people that did. People who had their paperwork, they really, you know, did their due diligence and made that and made it work for them. And I'm glad you was able to work, you know, work it out. You know what I'm saying? It got to, like I joke that it had got to the point where you and Tay went downtown to the Capitol, and y'all was out there protesting and whatnot. And that really tickled me just because y'all was like, I don't understand what they're doing. You hit me with the high pitch and everything. And I was like, well, you know, it's the people out there, man, shit, man, they trying to make a way out of no way, and they down there protesting for what they believe in. And
right. Well, then, you know, once we sat back and it was like TikTok, like, wait a minute, we still at home. We got to do something. Get our feet wet, get in the game. I don't know. So we went out there and we protested for sure.
That's awesome. Well, I love you, sis. And, You know what I'm saying? At some point in life in general, we're going to get our show back, our sibling rivalry podcast together and just, you know, it's just I'm just getting back into the mix of things. But, I wanted to do, being that Bunky passed away, Bunky was a loyal listener to the show. He would call in everywhere. R.I.P. Bunky, he would call in. He would call in every show pretty much, no matter where he was at. He was out, you know. So when he passed this, I was like, man, I got to bring the show back. It's just because, you know, it's just that's the way. Because he was always asking me, when you going to bring the show back? When you going to bring the show back? All right, all right. And when he passed it, and I was trying to heal and mend my heart and my broken heart and shit, it was like, all right. It was like a no-brainer. Let me go ahead and bring it back. And plus, we need an outlet at, you know, my folks, at least. I want to do it for my folks. We need an outlet where we can come and we can have conversation and we can talk about what we got going on and ain't nobody got to hold it in and all that type of shit. And you can keep it 100%. You can keep it real. You can keep it a buck, you know, and that's what we're going to do on the Real Spill Show, God willing. You know what I mean? It ain't like, oh, man, oh, he trying to hit a leg. I'll be having shit my own self that I need to get out. And So thank you, sis. I appreciate you calling in.
Well, thank you, brother. And I love you and love your show and keep pushing, you know what I'm saying? And keep creating outlets for yourself, not just for yourself, but for your people, you know, who's listening. You know, everybody need an outlet and sound conversation and sound advice. And that's what you're providing. So I love you, brother. Good job.
Thank you, sis. I appreciate you. All right, y'all, it's the Real Spill Show. You know what I'm saying? We could take a brief break. I'm going to try to regroup and see where we at with it. We got the homie Mighty Bush coming up next, you know, hip-hop presario. You know, he just sort of organic with this hip-hop shit, and plus he's a chef and he take care of his son. It's just, you know, people coming on this show, man, they rare like steaks, man. It ain't going to be no fugazi people coming on the show. So we're going to take a break, man. We're going to get off into this new Daz Bang Bang featuring Big Gift, Be Legit, it's the Real Spill Show. Hello.
What's up, motherfucker? This that nigga Daz Dillinger, and you're right here kicking it, doing it real big, as we do every motherfucking day. Yeah, nigga. The Dog Pound is in the motherfucking house, and this the Real Spill Show with my nigga Big Ol' Measy, with Daz Deezy, and the motherfucking Heezy. You bitch, you.
For life, double cup, like I'm in the A. I'm so sick with it, like I'm in the Bay.
Me, I'm this way, that away, any given Saturday. Gas up in the ashtray, next to where the ladder lay. Smoke about a half a day, you know I'll be with it. Bag in Fort Bragg, I send a homie to get it. Every morning I hit it, hold and never pass it. Deuce is a classic, Kush be fantastic. Glocks in the plastic, we cash them out. Spray the whole block just to hash them out. Then we smash them out, be yelling that gang gang. 40 get the poppin', barely missing your membrane. Niggas is insane, youth don't listen. Pistol in the pill, send them off on the mission. Need to play your position, stay in your lane. Sharpen your game, a nigga bang, bang.
I just be going hard, it's a daily thing. We got death and grind, but we ain't the same. So if I called you a pimp, if I called you lame, let's get it crappy, nigga bang, bang. Double cup, like I'm in the A. I'm so sick with it, like I'm in the Bay. Come to Cap, welcome to L.A. We got crazy bitches, and they do not play. Double cup, like I'm in the A. I'm so sick with it, like I'm in the Bay. Come to Cali, welcome to L.A. We got crazy bitches, and they do not play.
My time these days spent in a couple cities. A lot of rats with body armor, need some life insurance. Politics with politicians talking human ethics. Knocking noodles out your medulla, so fine sway. Souffle, broad day up on Broadway.
E-way, maroon coupe with the moon roof. Grapefruits all way, long hallways. Catching flights and taking numbers, running ball plays. Never ask it, call my money cachet. Bang, bang, wipe his nose, boy, touche. Boy, County, East Point, Red State of Georgia. When niggas die by the kilo, kill you by the quarter. When niggas touch you by them peers, kill you by the dog food. Murder by that money, kill you by the meal. Ain't too much I can tell you. I'm from the South where niggas mask up in the dark and come tell you.
I just be going hard, it's a daily thing. We got tips and grind, but we gang the same. So if I call you a bitch, if I called you lame, let's get it cracking, nigga, bang, bang.
Double cup, like I'm in the act. I'm so sick with it, like I'm in the back. Come to Cap, welcome to L.A. We got crazy bitches, and they do not play. Double cup, like I'm in the act. I'm so sick with it, like I'm in the back. Come to Cap, welcome to L.A. We got crazy bitches, and they do not play. Now I'm in my zone. All you hate niggas, leave me the fuck alone. I'm just doing what y'all really wanna do. Fly bitches, fly cars, niggas, cat loot. All up in my business, yeah, say about a mile. If it don't benefit me, then I ain't got the time. Try to slow down my grind, please stay back and lie. If I ain't call your name, get the fuck back and lie. Before I hit the stage, yeah, I need all mine. Go magic on the chick, nigga, call it showtime. Ballin' on you niggas, sending y'all to the line. I push it to the limit, don't fuck with mine. West Coast MVP, the D-A-D. Iconic, legendary, reppin' DPG. Triple O-T, y'all can't take my stripes. For L-A-F-T, I do this shit for life.
I just be going hard, it's a daily thing. We got depth and grind, but we ain't the same. So if I called you a bitch, if I called you lame, let's get it crackin', nigga, bang, bang.
Double cup, like I'm in the act. I'm so sick with it, like I'm in the bank. Come to Cap, welcome to L.A. We got crazy bitches, and they do not play. Double cup, like I'm in the act. I'm so sick with it, like I'm in the bank. Come to Cap, welcome to L.A. We got crazy bitches, and they do not play.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's going on? It's the Hungry Hustling African American Wet Dream, the successful failure, the acceptable reject. Yes, I get dissed, but it's with respect. The rock and roll gangster, OG, Amsterdam, Afro, money making marijuana, smoking mother MAA. You know what I'm saying? Hey, yes, yes. You're listening to Real Spill with my homeboy, Big O Meezy, for Sheezy. Yeah. And you know why you're here, because you got, and then you drunk some of that Coke 45 with two zigzags, baby, that's all we need out.
that's still one of my favorite drops right there. That's the homie Afro Man. Shout out to the homie Afro Man. Without further ado, I want to bring my partner in. I call him, I've had so many titles, for you, bro. I was like a hip-hop impresario, or like somebody that's like super organic up in this hip-hop shit, you know what I'm saying? You know, that every time you see him, he's doing something that's hip-hop related, something that's organic, that's keeping the, you know what I'm saying? He'd be a B-boy, he'd be breakdancing and shit, you know, all the forgot. And freestyle, going to New York, freestyle battles and shit. We're going to get off into all that, man. I want everybody to make some noise for my homie, Mati Bush.
You. That's good. That's a beautiful intro. A beautiful intro. I love it.
You know, I was playing because my last show, it was my first show back from a year ago, you know, taking a year off. So I was like, okay, I'm going to make sure I get my folks on. All my folks, my first 2, 3, 4, 5 shows, I'm going to get all my folks on. And the last 4, even though I had Hennessy on, the last 4 minutes I was supposed to play Roses and shit, so I ended up messing up trying to extend the show. I cut it down 4 minutes off, so I couldn't play it. So I made sure I played Roses earlier in the show, and I wanted to, and that's what I wanted to do for you, to make sure I give you your Roses. The homie Terrell Ghetto Romeo passed away, and I just feel like we haven't been able to give our people. We shouldn't have to wait till they, people get hella old or they die to give them their roses if they show that they out there gritting and grinding and getting to it. And you one of them people, man, that I see out there gritting and grinding and getting to it, man. So I want to make sure I give you your roses and shit. I don't want to have to wait hella long and shit to tell you and shit. You know what I mean? We always touch bases with each other and shit anyway. You know what I mean? So, you know, like, I thank you for coming on the show, family.
Nah, man, I appreciate it always. It's you. You know what I mean? It's all easy.
So how you been maneuvering, you know, COVID, you know, me and you, we always stay up on the current events and subjects. But, you know, with I know you're a chef also, we're gonna get into that, but with the shutdown and all that coming and everybody getting reacclimated back into society, how have you been coping?
Everything's been good, man. I can't really complain. You know, I've stayed away from certain things, and you know, I just mask up, you know, keep clean, talk to my folks, make sure my son understands what's going on, and you know what I mean? Just be, you know, away from people and be around people that I need to be around.
How you being around people? You got a show every week.
Yo, bro, recently, you know what I mean, I started doing that because once I got vaccinated, because I ended up doing it, and I work with kids already, so it was kind of like one of those things. It felt mandatory off the bat, and the fact that, like, I'm around a lot of older folks too, so it was like, yo, you just have to do that. And then I was like, all right, if I'm going to do that, then shit, I need to, you know, I need to be out here doing these shows too. But the shows I was doing like, you know, like outside venues.
Right. So it was open air. So you wasn't tripping and you was masked up and shit like that. So it wasn't like these hot boxes. You know, you see a lot of these hot boxes where all these people in there, they just packed in there and they, you know, it's really, it'd be youngsters that they don't really even know. It'd be some old folks too, and so, trying to keep it cracking. But for the most part, it's been the youngsters. They don't give a damn.
No, they don't care. You know. But no, for the most part, most of the shows that I did were open air. They were outside. They weren't, you know what I mean? They weren't indoors. The only one that was the one in Vegas. And even then, they had shows out. They had a stage outside. If I wasn't performing, I was outside. If I was performing, I stayed inside, but I like sat decently away from people. If that makes
and
sense.
And I see.
And I was mad.
Yeah,
up.
No. What? Because the few times I got sick again, I went to the homie, my folks. I ain't gonna say which, but I went to the clubhouse, and we was watching the Tyson fight. And I had my mask on. I was trying to be away. I was trying to be on the tuck, but at the same time, just be around my folks. And folks was drunk, screaming all in my face and shit. And I got sick. This is like damn near my second time that I feel like I had got sick. But I was vaccinated. And I went to Tyson fight on folks. But you know, you could try. I'm vaccinated now. I got the Johnson & Johnson shit. I'm waiting to take my, and I'm gonna take my booster shit as soon as that's available. You better know it, because I got, you know, at the end of the day, we artists. And you can't even get in a lot of these big arenas. And, you know, me and 40 going to be doing a whole bunch of arena shows. And when I found out he had got vaxxed, you know, I wasn't going to be left out. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to be missing no bread.
I don't push it on people, because I know everybody got their own whatever they want to feel. I just know my situation. I did it because of my situation, and I just did it for me, and you know.
That's basically what LeBron said today when he announced that he finally announced that he got vaccinated, him and his family got vaccinated. So, you know, and I was like, let me be the sacrificial lamb for my family, you know what I'm saying, for my wife and kids, that, you know, so I can take it before they take it. You feel me?
Yo.
You heard what I said? I said, like LeBron, when he took the vac, he got announced today that he got vaccinated. So, you know, and him and his family and shit, you know what I'm saying? Cause you know, they 90% of the NBA is vaccinated. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So it's like, I still got close folks that they not having it, period. But I think the pressure going to mount some way. I don't know. What you think?
Man, I don't even know what to say about it. Like, you know, I really don't. It's kind of a trip. Like, I'm like, you know, you're a millionaire. You know what I mean? But, I mean, I know there's – I don't know. I don't even know what to say. Like, Kyrie doing his thing but not really saying it, but, like, kind of lightweight saying, I don't know, bro. I don't know what to think about what – I don't even know what to, I don't know what to say about that, man. I just
Mr. Flat Earth, Kyrie is not having it. You know, he's gonna go down with the ship.
Well, you know, do what you do then, but like you might not have a job. And if you're okay with that, well then you'd be okay with that. Like that's how I feel. Like just be happy with the decision you make because you're gonna have to live with it no matter what.
He just said that when they was talking about trading him, he was like if they try to trade him, he'll just retire. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he probably would. But he's so talented that he could retire, take a year off, and come back, and people still going to offer him millions of dollars anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
So it's like, yeah, so, but, you know. Anyway, because I'm not trying to back you into a corner where you like, yeah, nigga, take the vaccine, fool. And that's why people put the caveat, like he said, I'm just trying to do I'm gonna do what's best for me and my family, you know, and just keep it like that. And,
well, not everybody's Kyrie Irving either. You know what I mean? Not everyone has
right.
The
because,
Irving,
and then not even just that, but we learned from the lockdown, the whole lockdown of the country or the world. That a lot of these people with all this money, man, they got them big ass houses that they sequester themselves. So the chances of them even being around people damn near be slim to none. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Like, yo, he could be away from people and say like he ain't doing it, and you know what I mean? He's gonna be all right because you literally don't need anything from anybody. He'd be all right. But I could be wrong. I don't know. All I know is you got to be happy with the decision you make. Like, whatever you do, be happy with it because now you got to run with that. You got to
run with it
that.
All the way. Yeah, all the way. You're going to look goofy. What did it say? You're going to look goofy acquiescing after you done took such a fucking cold stance. You're going to look hella goofy and shit like that is what. You know what I mean? Like, ah, man, this nigga bowed to the pressure and shit. So they like, oh, well, I ain't finna bow to the pressure.
all I say is wear a mask. And I know people be like, oh, but masks don't work, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, yo, man, you ugly.
Yeah,
about
masks
that?
Don't work.
Wear a mask, bro. Your breath stink and you ugly. Wear a mask.
That's real spill, man. So, all right, so look, so I did some due diligence on Mr. Mati. See, I'm trying to say your name right. It's Mati, right?
You got it. Because,
see, a lot of people say Matty Bush, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So
and I let them.
So I heard you. Yeah, but I heard you say, not too long ago, I heard you say Mati. So I was like, let me make sure I say this man's name right every time I say it. Because I don't want to be saying, because I'll be mad if a motherfucker say my shit wrong. So Mati Bush. Mati Bush, I seen you posted that you was from Del Paso Heights. Is that true? I seen you posted that, you know, because you grew up in the foster system, in foster care,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. It's
so,
crazy,
and you
man.
Posted deepest part of hell because you know DPH ain't no joke. What was it like growing up in DPH, in foster care for that matter?
Well, I got put. It's crazy because originally. I was living off of Stockton and Victory Avenue in the South area, off of Mack Road, by the Mr. Perry's and all that. when I got moved in the foster care, I got put into the Manors. And then from the Manors, I went to the Heights. So I went from one extreme to the next in a matter of months. So growing up in the Heights, I lived off of Lily Street and Grand Avenue. And I used to walk to Washington Barbershop. So I would walk to Washington Barbershop. And that before I get there, there was a gas station that was on that corner on Marysville and Grand Ave. And, you know, at night, you would see everything. You know what I mean? So, you know, being around Elm Street, you know what I mean? If people know about Elm Street, you know what I mean? You know. So, yeah, you know, having to walk through that and then going to Johnson Elementary, which is still in the flats or in the Manors or whatever. And then Martin Luther King Junior High and having to walk back and forth, race riots and, you know, just craziness.
And was Dan, you know, one thing about the Heights, you get out there, you take the I had some family members that stayed out that way, you know, off of Grand and shit like that. And I used to hop on the light rail. And, you know what I'm saying, and I think they used to pick me up like by Arden Mall or something like that. Then we'd go over there and kick and try to do music, you know, late at night hearing gunshots and shit, all kind of ill shit, you know. So I do know a little bit. Nice to be out, especially at that barbershop, Washington, as you said, I think, you know, that's on Grand, right? I was we used to sell Final Call newspapers and slang bean pies and shit like that back in
that's
the day.
That's right.
Over
and you know what?
I don't know if you saw that.
We
show, if you seen some brothers, you show seen that was me and a couple of other brothers out there. Yeah.
That's where I saw that.
You saw it.
You know what I mean?
Okay, say that too.
Look, my first book that I ever bought was Malcolm X, the autobiography, which was later made into the movie. So, and I bought that because of seeing what I saw in the Heights. Like, yo, like that shit, like, you know, inspired me. You know, and I kind of got to see, you know, I saw Grant High, and Grant was like everything for basketball at the time. And like, you know, the next thing was like, oh, there's black colleges. I was like, wait, what? There is? Yeah, Grambling. I was like, yo. So
wow.
I learned a lot growing up in the Heights as a kid, man.
This is really before like before all like Shaq was Shaq Barrett. Who's the ones from out in the Heights? There's only a few people survived from out that. We always had a good football team, but you know, and then my homie Kumande, you know, he was a star baseball player out that way. I don't know if you know Kumande. But, he played baseball. And, you know, so it was only a few people. That's one thing I liked with a couple summers ago, Shaq Thompson. Which one? What's his last name? But Shaq Thompson. They did the thing at the school, the backpack giveaways, and they fed the kids and shit. But when I went into the school itself, bro, the walls was peeling and shit like that. And I was just like, bro, this school is trash, bro. Like, no cap. Like, I hope. No, real talk, bro. It's trash, right? I don't know if they fixed it, bro, but a couple years ago when we was in there, the walls was peeling. And I'm like, you know, I hope some of them athletes, man, peel back and start going back there and, you know what I'm saying, trying to invest some money in that school right there.
Yo, that'd be nice because, you know, that of course the field looks like a million bucks. You know what I mean? It'd be nice to invest into that. You know, I don't. Grant High School was the high school to go to when I was a kid, and I didn't really get my chance to because I ended up leaving SAC and going to Vegas for 4 years. I just missed it. I was getting out of eighth grade. No, getting out of seventh grade, and next thing you know, I was in Vegas for my from middle school up until my junior year. So I just
So let me ask you this: were you born and raised in SAC?
Yes. I lived here until I was about.
So besides that 4 years, you've been here your whole career.
Yeah. I've been, yo, I was here when the good guys got shot up. I was here. Yo, I mean.
You said when the guy was here for that. I was,
yo, I went to, you know what I mean? I went to Fern Bacon. Or I'm sorry. Yeah. Fern Bacon. Bowling Green. I went to all these different schools.
I went to, Christ is kept. I don't know if a lot of people know, but I went to Johnson my freshman year. I went to Johnson, and me and Doe was in the same class, and we went to summer school together.
That's crazy.
Me and Doe Rock. A lot of people don't.
I went to Johnson my senior year.
That's crazy. By then, I dipped out after my freshman year. Wasn't it? That was like a prison. I've never been in a school where they really lock you down and lock the gates and all the shit.
Yo, when I came back from Vegas to Johnson, I was like, yo, I definitely am back in SAC. This is different. I lived off of Bellevue and Fruit Ridge and walked through the graveyard to get to Higher.
Yeah, I was on Lemon Hill. I was on Lemon Hill, bro.
Okay.
I lived in the creek. Yeah, I live in Elder Creek. A lot of people don't know that neither. Yeah, I live in Elder Creek. And my pops, was a minister. He had got a spot, a house off of Lemon Hill where the Gatlin's, that little liquor store market, whatever, right there. So behind there is where I stayed, And we was in the nation, of course, my father was a minister. So the brothers, I'm the minister's son. The brothers used to drop me off at school every morning. And they're looking at me like, I got bodyguards in there. I'm in there with a bow tie on. I'm looking square as a box of Fruit Loops. They ain't never seen no shit like that. A brother kept pulling up looking like Prince Akeem and shit. I was looking like young Prince Akeem in there on everything with the bodyguards.
That's awesome.
But you survived. You survived foster care, man. You survived DPH. How did you get into hip hop the way you are now? Like the b-boying and the whole you and a few other people, a few artists out here that really still keep the true hip hop shit going. How did that come about?
Dude, I've been doing this. My first win at a b-boy competition was in Long Beach at a Cape Verdean picnic, and I was 2 or 3 years old. I did some drill, like some type of head spin, and I won a blue ribbon. Yeah, I mean, I still got the blue ribbon. So I've been doing this since the 80s. I never really stopped. You know what I mean? Like, I always was engulfed in the culture. But when I was a teenager, it was basketball and it was rap. You know what I mean? And if you would have came, if like you would have saw my bedroom, like I had Vibe magazine all over my walls. I had Wu-Tang and everything. Like all I wanted to do was just rap and break. And play basketball. Those were, my things. That's all I wanted to do because I felt like, I don't know, man. It was just my calling. It was the one thing that kept me sane. Like, if I wanted to write some crazy shit, I would just write some crazy shit, but to a beat, I'd find something. It would be Dub C in the Mad Circle or, Triumph for Wu-Tang. It would be one of the two,
You was rocking a lot back in the days with the cuff and all in, right? So it ain't like it wasn't a lot of, Soul Clap. You was around all them folks, Chuck Taylor, all them, right?
Okay, so those guys came before me, and when I came back to Sacramento, they were on they were kind of like here, but not really. Yes and no, because I was still breaking. But they were more, they were popular, but when I started,
they was performing while everybody else was breaking.
They were performing. Exactly. Right. So like when I got into the MC scene, they were slowly leaving while I was coming in. But I always made sure to connect with them because like I knew who they were. I knew about Chuck T in Vegas because he used to draw for rap pages.
Right.
He used to draw the characters for rap pages. So I knew who Chuck T was just based off of that. And I knew who the Cuff was based off of the Source magazine. So,
man, very talented brothers, man.
And I was always keeping my eye out because it's Sac, and I'm in Vegas. So anything that was Sac, like, yo, I rep that shit to the death out there.
Right. He said to the death.
I was proud as shit. You know what I mean? Like, nah, I'm checking my peeps. This is where I'm from. You know what I mean?
No, you had to, because so, it was lit, bro. It wasn't small time lit. It was really litty, man. Yeah, it may not have been like no huge ass contracts, but at the same time, Sac was still, you know, Sac was like a haven. Like, it was like the preserving hip hop was only a few places, like Sac and a few other places that really preserved, like a lot of, like to this day, KRS-One and so many, like, you know, hip hop legends still come to Sac to get that real, you know, that real hip hop love. You feel me?
And you know, I'm grateful enough that I get put in that category of like the backpack rap underground MC. Oh, just call Bush for that shit type shit. Like I'm okay with
that. the organic, the authentic, still keeping it cracking.
I like that. You know what I mean?
Because society ain't like that right now. That ain't what pays they own. The hippity hop shit. They don't even care if you hear what they talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And you know what? I stay in my lane. I like what I do. I'm comfortable with it. You know what I mean? Like, not to diss anything else. I'm just, you know, comfortable in my lane. Granted, yeah, I would love to do a pop song or some shit like that. Like, shit, you know what I mean? That shit's tight too. It's dope too. It's just, you know what I mean? I'm just a natural. This is just naturally me. You know what I mean? I don't know any other way to be except what I do. You know what I mean? Or who I am.
Right.
So I just like, you know what I mean? It's just hip hop. It's all hip hop to me. I mean, I listen to. I came up off of JT the Bigger Figure and Drew Down. Then I would hear like Hieroglyphics or RBL Posse, and then jump to Nas. Like Ebro and the Future Flavor Show was a huge influence on me when I was a kid, and I was listening to that when
I
was a
kid. Yeah, man. So, Bullets Don't Have No Names.
Yeah, Bullets Ain't Got No Names. With Davey D.
Bullets Ain't Got No Names.
Yeah, I used to listen to that station. Yo, 102 was everything when I was a kid. I would listen to that all the time because, like, that's where I got my hip hop from.
Ain't that crazy how Sac don't really have the Sac? I mean, yeah, you know, every time I say it, everybody 360, but I get it. But I'm just saying, like, a radio station that, you know, 102, you know, they used to fuck with us real tough, but then we had 103, but now we just don't got no terrestrial, like, over the airways real, like, you know what I'm saying, the way it used to be.
And like, people,
you know what I'm saying,
people don't care, even like, people just don't care about that no more. They're like, yeah, but I got my phone, you know what I mean, I don't need to listen to this and that. But it's like, if you had that, you would listen.
Right.
Look, man, they still got the breakfast. They still got the breakfast show. They still got Ebro in the morning. That shit still plays on actual radio stations. We just see it on YouTube.
Right. Facts.
You know what I mean? That shit is still being played on the radio. So it's like,
we got to transition into different ways of doing shit. You know, but still keep it cracking. Still keep it cracking.
Right.
Not hurt ourselves. Not hip hop, but not hurt ourselves.
Yo,
and shout out to you for being in my video, in my video, you know what I'm saying, b-boying, breakdancing and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Me, the double up video. If y'all seen the double up, that's the homie, Mighty Bush, and they're getting down. You know what I'm saying? You hurt your knee, but then you bounce back on their ass. I see. How you doing knee-wise? I still, you know what I'm saying, you good?
I'm good. I'm at about, I'd say about 85-90%. I'm about to do another battle October 23rd in Oakland against an unnamed opponent right now.
Unnamed opponent. So, say that then.
An unnamed opponent. I can't let the cat out the bag no matter what, because I'm under a contract.
That's cool. Keep it under wraps. Keep it under wraps.
Yeah. Oh, I was just saying. Yeah. No, I've been training, man. I'm feeling good. My knee feels good, and if it's rap, it's rap. If it's b-boying, it's b-boying. It's all hip hop to me.
That's a bet. You sent this record. It's called Attention. Talk about that.
So I did this song with this MC from Ohio by the name of Copyright, and Copyright is a underground hip hop legend. Done did the Wake Up Show and all that stuff. Been around the world battling and all that. And I was just lucky enough to be able to connect with him. My man Boo Lee hooked me up, and we did a track. And the shit is shit's a banger. We got a music video. It's an animated music video online. So if you just type in Attention featuring Copyright, he'll pop up. And
oh boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, we're gonna get off into this record. This is brand new, right? Brand new, Monty Bush.
Mm-hmm.
Attention, it's the Real Spill Show. Hello.
Right. Bush.
Real clean like this. Look, I drop heat, scorch you rookies, of course you book me. They 16, sound like offbeat, porch you book me. Spit me and out my gore, beat more than bookies. See George Foreman cookies, pussy, sports with rookies. Air Jordans took me to Johannesburg, South Africa, I rap it, bruh. Whole planet turned, no mamma, sir. I pity the fool who give me the shoes. Bare arms like the two limbs of Winnie the Pooh. Weed twisters, weed swishers. Ecstasy mixed with these bitches. Got me rolling stone like a Keith Richards. Teflon Don, chop your head, sit your fucking neck on. Long, my left arm long and stretch arm strong. The best on songs, play bets on songs to make it look easier. Sex on horns without a mess on horns. Old school like Dookie Gold and Gucci ropes. I'm the truth, no hero, no serum.
Stand at attention, more than a game. I'm jumping into the section. Put me on route, I'm playing this to perfection. You can swing as hard as you want, there's no protection. I make these motherfuckers stand at attention. More than a game, I'm jumping into the section. Put me on route, I'm playing this to perfection. You can swing as hard as you want, there's no protection. Stand at attention.
I'm a John Kim kamikaze, loud like a Kawasaki. First drunk in the lobby, moving numbers like Yachty. I got flavor. Haters, pack them the salt. I'm the best yet. You ain't even the best in golf. You looking for the raw shit? Well, baby, I'm the source. Better have auto insurance. This is a crash course. Candles like Professor from the city of Tesla. I mean, fuck your opinions, act and the tester. Chill. Nah, dog, I'm on some other shit. Trying to sell out, and I don't mean like Black Republicans. I'm more wretched than George Bush is ill. You wish your nigga would, well, I'm the one that will. This is Mothra, a monster. Snap him like a lobster. This is what you get when Wakanda meets Contra. Crack him open like a door stopper. I'm in. You think it's over, but I'm ready to begin. I tell him,
stand at attention. More than a game, I'm jumping into the section. Put me on route, I'm playing this to perfection. You can swing as hard as you want, there's no protection. I make these motherfuckers stand at attention. More than a game, I'm jumping into the section. Put me on route, I'm playing this to perfection. You can swing as hard as you want, there's no protection. Stand at attention.
Oh, man. Hey, that's that soft. That's that shit I was talking about right there, brother. That's that organic or authentic shit right there that we be missing and we need. You smell me?
I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
Man, tell everybody how they can. I'm going to talk about you chefing, too. I had the homie Hennessy on the show, yeah, and I think I had seen something where you said, what's your favorite dish to make, right? I think you told me an omelet or some shit.
I fuck with omelets.
That's what you told me.
I fuck with omelets. I make omelets. I made one today. I made an egg white omelet with turkey. Turkey, spinach, and put some sriracha on it with some avocado. You know what I mean? Like I make that shit all the time.
I told Hennessy that, you know what I'm saying? And he was like, yeah. And, well, I said, I was talking shit. I was like, well, we're going to have to get y'all to do some type of cook-off. I was like, I asked him what his favorite thing to make. It was some type of pasta, I believe. You know what I'm saying? But I was like, yeah, I think Monty said his was omelets or something. That's what you posted, right?
I love making omelets. I did I did an omelet on for this what is that, Hell's Kitchen debut thing where I was trying to get on the show. So yeah, I made that because eggs is one of those things that, like, if you go in a kitchen, chefs really want to see what you can do with an egg. They're like, yo, make me a soft scramble, sunny side up, do poached. Let me see what you got, because they want to know if you can do those things. Yo, you got a job, just like that.
So most artists refuse to get a job. How, being that you've been doing music your whole career, what made you transition and say, man, I got to get a career just in case?
Man, it's always been one of those things. It's like, I feel like, how do I put it? It's just, I grew up watching folks just go to work. You know what I mean? Like, I could have easily fell into the trap of everything else that I saw around me, and I chose the other way. And it's been a blessing, honestly. Like, I just feel like now at a point in my life, like, I got everything that I've ever wanted when I was a foster kid. Like, I got right. everything I ever wanted, and I got that through hard work, just, you know, the 9-to-5 grind, and still right. able to do my music and still, like, show my son, like, yo, man, like, you keep going regardless. Like, you keep going regardless. Everybody else I know has either stopped, quit, or they're not around no more. So right. it's like, yo, man, I got to do this for them too. Like, you right. keep going, you keep pushing, because this is what I do.
Like, right.
This is what I do, man. It's dope. It's dope to feel like, I kind of feel like on some Superman shit. Like, yeah, I work a regular job, but I jump in the booth and I'm a totally different person.
I put that cape on and I get out there and transform. That's how I have to be feeling
yeah.
when I go out, you know what I'm saying, hit other states and shit and be in front of 10, 15, 20,000, whatever, 5,000 people,
and then come
back.
Bro,
and then just
you're
come
of,
back and then but to come back to second and just be just show that you could just be organic and just authentic and not be all, you know what I mean, all funny style and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, man, you got it. Yo, you can be gone tomorrow, bro. Just that quick. So it's like, got to just be happy with what you got. I'm happy. I'm definitely happy with what I got, man. Like, I love,
man, well,
I
you,
love my
you,
life.
You put in a lot of work, man. You got a hell of a story. You still at it. You know what I'm saying? You ain't stubborn. You survived the pandemic as far as, a lot of motherfuckers didn't make it, you know, to this point
yeah.
today, you know, to right now at this moment. How about that? And, I just want, you know, everybody listening to make sure that they follow you. How can everybody stay connected to you and get on your bumper?
Go ahead and go to my IG, MahTieBush916. I'm always on Instagram all the time. I'm on Spotify, iTunes, you know, all those good those good social medias.
Yes.
Yeah. I stay on.
And
I
they allow
on,
us to vent.
On IG.
You know, these social medias allow us to vent too and talk our talk.
I talk my talk.
You know, sometimes I call you, I say, now look here,
Butch,
brother.
Chill.
Let me call this nigga done fell off.
Call me early too. Call me early, like, yo, Butch, we ain't doing that. All right. My bad. You right.
No, it's love, bro, man. Thank you for coming on the show, man. We got the homie Money B. I'm damn probably going to text him and tell him it's time, brother. Look, you know, this podcast is going up. And it's crazy because my power is back on now, officially back on. So I'm still on rocking my phone because I done already got comfortable on my motherfucking phone and shit. So now I'm not going fuck up my show and try to go back on the computer, because that's how shit happens. So I'm just going to ride it out the way
yeah.
it is. You smell me. Thank you for coming on the show, man. You know we're going to see each other in traffic.
Definitely. Thank you. I appreciate you a lot.
Yes, sir. One love staying here, man. Yeah, man, it's a real spill show, man. We're going to get off into some Hit of Slim, man, supporter of the show, my homeboy, my sick with it partner, man. We're going to get off into this pure gas, man. It's the real spill show.
Hey, man, it's your partner, Hit of Slim, man. What's up, big homie? Big old Musy. You know I'm on the real spill show. Run something for your dog. Yeah.
Look, juice shit, hella clean, cook shit, hella clean, phone shit, hella clean. Yeah, bro got rapper weed shit, blow hard, even though it got a couple seeds. Bring him back the whistle tip, niggas sitting cozy with a nice little honey dip. Damn, hey, you know I got the mirror shacking trunk, finna break loose, insides vibrate. Hey, breaking down the interstate, nigga got the big lobster tail on the dinner plate. Eating, and we smoking in the back lot, put that shit out, cause a nigga blowing up the spot. Feet got real gas, J got real gas, L got pure gas. Trestle got pure gas, Lunt got pure gas, Charles always got gas. Nigga, this some steel toe shit, in the middle of the night with a raw bitch. I ain't slowing up the pace, lil' Brody hit a couple bumps, but he in a race. Whip got soundproof, so a nigga coming off the top like I'm in the booth. But I'm in the coupe, and the grill slanted. I'm blowing this shit from another planet, feel me? Nate got real gas, Dizzle got real gas, Geek got pure gas. Kale got real gas, Moose got real gas, Quan got real gas. Shaving his ice down, if you turn shit up, it's gon' pound. And I got a pound for the low-ski, need mine on the spot, you can't owe me. Zim shit hella clean, B shit hella clean, E shit hella clean. Pouring up a clear shot, nigga hit the EQ, then I'm circling the block.
Hey, hey, what's up? This is your super producer, folks, Senior L. Blaps Bastard Lee, a.k.a. Rick Rock, the Northern Cali King of Slappers. Yeah, man, you tune in to my folks, Big Ol' Measy, man, in the Real Spill Show. Big Ol' Measy, give me that real spillage for the village, man. Yodel!
Hello?
You wish I would fall back. See, I'm a dope boy, so I'ma need my foot all back. in and out these rounds like I was Julian Edelman. I need all mine from the shit I've been peddling. I'm settling for nothing less than the top notch. Jumping over all you hoes like hopscotch. Hit your back up off me and leave me alone. I'm walking my dog a half a mile from my home on my phone. Trying to get rich, talking shit to a bitch. Coming up with some shit like this.
On my main phone, texting with this other phone. Trying to keep these lights on, sleeping with my nights on. Doing hella shit, busting patterns in a Reno. Watch my paper get longer. On my main phone, texting with this other phone. Trying to keep these lights on, sleeping with my nights on. Doing hella shit, busting patterns in a Reno. Watch my paper get longer. Rock it.
Yeah, holla at me. No, I'ma text you from my other number. Yeah, it's a 818. Oh, you want me to hit you from the 213?
You find our hero, Blaps Bastardly, roaming the land. With nothing but his NPC and his moral compass in hand. Avoiding all punk shit, not leading $2 in his hand. Weaving through the malevolent man and their malevolent plan. You got to catch them.
On my main phone, texting with this other phone. Trying to keep these lights on, sleeping with my nights on. Doing hella shit, busting patterns in a Reno. Watch my paper get longer.
And with no further ado, put your hands together for the man, the myth, the legend. You know what I'm talking about? Part of the mighty, 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 mighty group, Digital Underground. Make some noise for the homeboy, Money B.
What's happening?
Oh, man, what's up, family? Wanted to make sure I give you your due diligence. You know what I'm talking about? How you doing today?
I'm good. I'm good. Appreciate you.
So, who's that? Your son? That's your son playing sports.
Yep. He just started flag football. So,
oh man!
Got him out there running routes and doing all of that.
I see some of the pictures. What made you get him off into football as opposed to like basketball and shit like that?
You know what? I didn't push him to do anything. We just keep him active. You know, he takes swimming. He played basketball. Now he's playing football. We just let him do whatever he want to do until he finds something he likes. So I don't push him in no direction. Actually,
that's how I did my son. My son hooping. I just like I never push him like, man, you gonna hoop or man, you gonna do this. You know, all my kids, man, they just do what God move them to do. You feel me?
Right. I think that's how you're supposed to do it.
Real talk. It's been about a year since you've been on the show last. You know, a lot has transpired, mm-hmm. man. We done had a pandemic and shit like that. You know, saying the homie shot, you know, passed and shit. How have you been doing? How have you been maneuvering and navigating through all this shit?
You know, it's difficult and it's not difficult. Meaning, you know, I mean, for however long, you know, I'm really not a out and about type dude, to be honest with you. Like, you know, because I got my studio at the crib, you know, everything that I do from home. I'm always with my son and my family, so I'm not a dude that's constantly running the streets, right? So when pandemic came about, it really was like everyday life for me. You know what I mean? Like it didn't change my lifestyle as much. The way that it did change is just seeing losing so many people, you know?
Like, right, man, that's crazy. You know, yeah.
Myself included in it. You know, if you talk to somebody that you hadn't talked to in about a year, I can't think of anybody that I don't know that hasn't lost several people in this last year. Several people close
right.
to them. You know, and even within Digital Underground, obviously we lost Shock G, but, you know, we did the big celebration in Oakland for Shock and actually
August 25th.
The day before that, yeah, and the day, you know, and right before that, Smoovy Smoove, another one of our members passed from COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he passed, like, well, he actually passed right before the celebration. So they had his funeral, you know, days after, you know, the 24th. And then right now, you know, our brother, Phil Rax at the Mechanics, he's in the hospital right now. And he's going through it, you know. He got hit heavy because he had, like, a pre-existing condition. So, Phil Rax.
Man, that's real talk, man. Because I just want to say this.
Go ahead.
No, you sent the record. You sent the record Come Here featuring Too Short. That was I peeped that was produced by the Mechanics and shit. I was like, so I was like, let me make sure I talk about that, bro, because that's the loved one, man. I want to make sure that we, you know what I'm saying, we say prayers for the homie Phil Rax.
And people don't know, you know, Phil Rax, he came out of Digital Underground. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't know that. Didn't know that.
You didn't know that? Yeah, you know.
No, but you know what? But you know what? I did see him on stage. I did see him on stage, and I was like, "Damn, what's Phil Rax doing?" Like, you know what I'm talking about? The City of Oakland.
Yeah.
For people who don't know, the City of Oakland named it Digital Underground Day, August 25th, which is also Shock G's birthday, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I seen him on stage, and I was like, I was wondering what he was doing, but now you solidified that.
Yeah, so Phil Rax, you know, he came up under us, and I mean, he got his first production chops with us, and he actually was our DJ from like early 2000s, like 98, 99, 2000, to about 2002, 2004, Phil Rax was Digital Underground's DJ. And even before that, you know, he used to, his first production was out of my studio in North Oakland, you know, because he actually used to be my barber back when he was a kid.
That's hard. That's hard. That's hard.
And before that, he used to dance for Saphir. So he was friends with my dancers.
Damn,
yeah, so I mean, we go way, way back. You know, so that's
man,
that's,
we gotta make sure
like,
we pray for the. Is he intubated? Is he intubated? Is he in a coma, or is he up out of that?
They had to induce a coma, and he had hoping to take him off of sedation, you know, in the upcoming week, doing it slowly, but he's been progressing. So like I said, just let's pray for our brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So I see you had the Shock G Forever giveaway. We got like, you know, 10 minutes. I want to make sure we get you talk about that and also play mm-hmm. that record. All three of them was jamming. I listed all three of them, the Black Man in America, to Be Cool, and to Come Here feature Too Short. I want to play that record, but I want to make sure I get you to talk about the Shock G Forever giveaway.
Okay, so we had, you know, if for people that came out to the to Shock Celebration, the City of Oakland, we did this special art, right, of a limited run of T-shirts and posters and the commemorative ticket just to commemorate the day. And what we decided that after that celebration, we also made a Shock G beer, a Golden Ale. That had a limited run just specifically for that weekend. So, you know, we went all out for our brother. And
right, yes, sir.
We said that that art, and because the art was made by Chuck Taylor, you know, he's at Chuck Tallstar on Instagram. But he, you know, he worked with Shock. Shock lived up in Sacramento.
Oh, that's hard. Shout out to Chuck Taylor from Sac, right? From Sac, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out to Ollie,
yeah.
Chuck Taylor.
Yeah, so Chuck Taylor did the artwork. And, you know, and him and Shock had a close relationship. And we just decided that art, we'll never make that art again. We'll leave that artwork specifically to commemorate Shock for his, you know, that day and this celebration. So when the celebration was over, we still had you know, some t-shirts and some posters and some of the merchandise that we have for sale and that we made available to give away to family and friends at the event. We said that, you know, while we have a little bit left, we'll make it available to the general public, you know, because a lot of people couldn't make it to Oakland, right?
Right.
And it's
right.
People that
yeah,
love
no
Shaan G all around the world. So,
yes, sir.
You know, it's a limited run. So, you know, at dumerch.com if you want to get it that way. But then we also, to appreciate the fans and people that love Digital Underground, we are doing a giveaway where we're going to give away, you know, the full Max bundle, which would be the T-shirt, the poster, the commemorative sticker, and a peel and stick patch that has a QR code. That if you scan the QR code, you can see a special message for Shaan G in the QR code.
And they can go to your Instagram. They can go to your Instagram. I seen because you have it. You have all the details on your Instagram.
Yeah, the link is in the bio. Yep, the link is in the bio. So you can go to my Instagram, and you can search my Instagram. I did a post the other day, and just name your favorite Digital Underground song and tag three people. You'll be entered into the contest to win, and we're gonna choose a winner at the end of the month, or should I say at the very beginning of October, because we're gonna stop the contest, stop taking entries at the last day of September. Then we're gonna pick a winner, and not only will the winner, you know, one winner will win one of each of the items, and the one winner will win all of the full bundle. But also, the winners will get a chance to do like a IG Live meet and greet with me.
That's
and
amazing.
I jump on a personal IG Live with the fans, and they can ask me about whatever they want, and we'll just chop it up and, you know, show love.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
We
and are you and Young Hump? Y'all still gonna be doing shows, right?
Yep.
Because at the end of the day, man, you know, and you got one of them cold man responsibilities, just like a few of my folks, man, you know, of just keeping the name, you know, you was already doing it, but now it's just like with Shaq John gone, it's like it's on a few, you know, a few people's shoulders, man, and I know you're gonna keep it lit, and especially as good that Young Hump was already groomed and ready to go, put the nose on, and it's just going, you
yeah,
you
that's
got,
what
y'all,
you wanted to do, because. Say what?
Well, I see Lil Eazy E repping, you know what I'm saying? So I know, you know what I mean? It's like people want to see that, you know what I'm saying? People want to see the legacy continue, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah, and it was Shaq's vision. You know, Shaq always wanted to be able, you know, because he was a musician. He loved to play. So he,
right.
You know, he was always looking for someone to play that character so that he could stay behind the keyboard and play music. That's what he loved to do. So even when we first started, you know, his brother used to play the role. Like, his brother is Humpty in the same song video. You know, we always had
right.
somebody that would try to play it, but finally Shaq found somebody that could actually rhyme and look like him and have the charisma and the character to actually pull it off in a way where Shaq felt comfortable, where he didn't have to be backstage mouthing the words or doing the switcheroo. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, yes, sir. You know it.
So we were gearing up to when Shaq was ready to come back out, where, you know, Shaq could just play the keys and do his Shaq G thing, and Young Hump would assume all of the Humpty character's parts, as well as Young Hump's original parts, you know, because he dope, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir. But, well, we love you and y'all, you know what I'm saying? And when, you know, next time I see you, man, you know it's always super love when we get together and shit like that, and all the folks, man, it's always going to be super love, man. But I want to make sure that, you know, because a lot of people don't ask people how you doing, you know what I mean? Like, bro, how are you doing? You know what I'm saying? Personally, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I ain't going to be talking around my homies, man. I check on all my folks and make sure they all straight. And when I brought back the show, I was like, man, I've got to make sure it's certain people I got to check in with. And you was definitely one of them.
Yeah,
so,
just,
man, I ain't going to hold you, man. I thank you. I want to make sure I play that. I got 2 minutes left. I want to make sure I play this Be Cool
okay.
on the ride out. And then next week, on next week's show, I'm going to definitely double back and play the black man in America and to come here. You smell me? You know what I mean? Because, you know, it's just because I listen to them and they dope shit, and I like to hear you and Shock on some other shit. And this one right here, this Be Cool featuring Too Short, you know what I'm saying, produced by the homie, for the Mechanics, man, we got a ride to this, man. Thank you for coming on the phone, on the show, man. I know you picked up your son, and man, it's late and shit like that. So we're going to make sure everybody get onto your Instagram and, you know, do your due diligence, you know what I'm saying, for the Shock G Forever merchandise, the giveaway and shit. And we're going to see you same song out there in the traffic, brother.
There it is. We're doing it. I appreciate you, man.
Oh boy, all the time. Let's get into it, man. It's Be Cool, man. It's Digital Underground, man. Money B.
Come here.
Oh, come here. Oh, you want me to play Come Here? Oh, you want to play Come Here? Oh, that's a done deal. Hello.
The Mechanics.
So quick.
Come in. I swear you can get it right. Got a sweet overlook in the city lights. See my table, have a seat for the best time. Sipping way before Urkel was that fine. I can make you the queen of the function. Do it all night, drop you off at your pumpkin. Better make your mind up, this a last call. Till I dip in the rocket ship and blast
my off. My love, come here, first floor, deck three. Our room is our room, you take me. I just want $100, so pull your panties down and I'm gonna do the knowledge. What I say, come here, hands on your rear, undo Brazil. My love, when you wear my Raider hat, ask for the dick, you know what I'm gonna say to that.
To the Real Spiel Show with my family member, Big Ol' Meezy.
Yo, it was a dope show. It was a dope show. Awesome show. Shout out to all the guests, man. We'll check y'all next week, man. 100.